Live from the heartland and the crossroads of America, it's Tony Katz today.
On this vote, the yeas are 352, the nays are 65. One present, two-thirds being in the affirmative. The rules are suspended. The bill is passed. And without the objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
And just like that, the House passes the legislation requiring TikTok to divest from Chinese ownership. But true to form, a half hour from now, they'll have to vote again because they'll still be hungry. Tony Katz! That's the name, Tony Katz today. I'll take that joke with me to the grave, people. That's how much I like it. 833-GOT-TONY, 833-468-8669. The divisions are massive in America on this, which is odd because I think there's more here to recognize as value than not. The people opposed, some on the grounds of more free speech is better, which is always where I'm at. I argue that TikTok is not free speech. And some on the grounds of, you see, the issue here is that TikTok is not something that the Democrats can control. If they can't control it, they have to get rid of it. Interesting take. One that I would normally agree with. Except this is the communist Chinese. And sometimes, not everything is a conspiracy theory. Sometimes that kind of conversation just doesn't work. But if you're somebody who makes money from TikTok, I want to hear from you. 833-GOT-TONY, 833-468-8669. What does this mean to you? Because we should be clear that TikTok still exists. Social media platform, TikTok, you've seen pictures. You've seen pictures. And people go on there and they create little videos. Sometimes they're dancing. Sometimes it's just downright pornographic. Sometimes it's just silly. Sometimes it's educational. But the algorithm is controlled by the Communist Chinese Party. And the Communist Chinese Party cannot be trusted. And the Communist Chinese Party has absolutely no connection. None. To the Constitution of the United States. Let's start with some basics so we can at least all be on the same page. Regardless of where you are on whether or not TikTok should be stopped, the Constitution is not for the communist Chinese. It is for American citizens. It has always been for American citizens. It'll always be for American citizens. Now, it can be a lamplight for other nations, something to strive towards, something to achieve. South Africa, they didn't get there. I know a lot of people on the left want to talk about the South African Constitution as something great. Well, you go enjoy that. You go enjoy that because the South African Constitution, for example, will say, we believe in free speech, except for all the parts where we don't believe in free speech. It's a mess. The Israelis still don't have a constitution, so you know. They have maybe a longer road to go, or considering they don't have a garbage constitution like South Africa, maybe an easier one. I don't owe the Communist Chinese Party a damn thing, and neither do you. The legislation states that TikTok has to divest itself from ByteDance. ByteDance, Communist Chinese Party. All companies in China connected to the Chinese Communist Party. Me, I wouldn't allow a communist Chinese entity to own property in the United States anywhere. They can't own land near a military base. They can't own land not near a military base. They can't own a condo. Nothing. It's a national security concern. I don't care if they like it. What does it matter to me if the Communist Chinese Party likes it? You know how many things they don't allow from the United States in China? And yet through TikTok, they're telling people, look what the terrible American government is doing. Can we talk about the Uyghur Muslims for a second? Or is LeBron James going to tell me I need to educate myself? I don't know how that works anymore. I don't know where the NBA is in covering for the communist Chinese and their abuse of Muslims. Yet somehow they don't care. Racism bad, and they'll all tell you that. But throwing the Uyghur Muslims into re-education camps while enabling state-sanctioned rape of the women... silence. Never mind if they find it acceptable. I don't know the communist Chinese anything, and neither do you. ByteDance has to find a buyer. Now, the problem therein, as we see it as Americans, is that, well, if you have to find a buyer, buyers can offer less. Because, well, you got to find a buyer. Here I am, take it or leave it. But if you leave it, you're not going to have anything. You're going to be out of the United States altogether. So you can get something or you can get nothing. That's the way it's going to get played. I don't like that as a concept, as an idea. But it's the Communist Chinese Party, and I don't care. I don't care if they're angry. I don't care if they're upset. I don't care if they lose money. Good. These are terrible people with a terrible ideology. These are violent, murderous people. We should be clear, by the way, that's just not reserved for the Chinese. All communists are violent, murderous people, if only because I've read a book. So they have to divest. They have to sell. There are companies lining up to try and buy. You heard Kevin O'Leary from the show Shark Tank. He would like to be part of a group to buy. I have heard that Rumble, you can find my videos, by the way, just search for Tony Katz at rumble.com, that they are interested. I'm sure a bunch of people be interested. We'll be better off. On a national security basis, we'll be better off. But if for some reason no buyer comes and TikTok is no longer allowed in the United States, there are going to be a lot of content creators who are going to be unhappy. We should not just dismiss that there are people who make money on TikTok, and it's possible, depending on how things go, that they won't be able to. It is possible that they'll lose an income or they'll lose a marketing strategy. Right? That's real. And I don't think disrespecting those people is helpful. I, without a question, feel for those people. But I would say in equal measure, I'm sorry, but this is the way it is. The safety of the nation has to come first. The Chinese, through TikTok, will say, there's never been a threat from TikTok. This is all just made up. You can't even point to a threat. I don't do enough work with looking at cyber threats to be able to give you a litany of threats. That's true. I can take a look at what kids are being served and say, my God, that's not what you want kids being served. And certainly, if we were to do a side-by-side, it would be different than what kids are served in China. Because when you're dealing with the communists, one must always remember the first rule. All communists lie. Not just some of them, all of them. Not just some of the time, all the time. It is not a bug of communism. It is a feature. As a matter of fact, it is rule one. Rule one is lie. Rule two is we don't talk about Fight Club. Like that, that's it. That's it right there. So if they tell you we're not doing anything, to me, that would be, oh my gosh, how much stuff are they doing that we don't know about? That's immediate. That's like your girl not letting you look at her phone. By the way, I have never asked to look at my wife's phone when we were dating or now, ever in my life, never. And if you actually have to ask to look at your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your significant other's, your spouse's phone, you're in the wrong relationship. Get out. Get out immediately. That's just a little bit of life advice, a little bit of love advice from me to you. The idea that this is happening because Democrats can't control TikTok and they want to. Look, I am not a populist. This idea that they're only going after TikTok because they want to be able to control all the social media platforms. That's a silly argument. There are people I know and like and respect who have made that argument out loud, and I have nothing left to do but to shake my head and say, oh man, that is swing and a miss all day long.
Missed it by that much.
It goes along with an argument that I think is wrong from President Trump. If you get rid of TikTok, it just gives Facebook more power. Facebook is a problem in and of itself, having nothing to do with the problem of TikTok. Sometimes these things are siloed. They're separate. It isn't all together. It isn't this mishmash. One must deal with the issue that is TikTok because of the Communist Chinese Party, and one must deal with the issue that is Facebook, where they clearly are suppressing people from engaging in free speech. And you're not going to hear me say, oh, well. You're going to hear me say, let us address it. Let Congress address it. Although the downside of that is that Congress wouldn't know what to do. Congress can pass all the legislation they choose, but how in the world do they implement such things? How would they know if it's implemented properly, et cetera? Remember, these are people who don't actually know how to work their own phone. Walk through the halls of Congress, and you know what you'll see? Really old men and women surrounded by these 23-year-olds. You understand that the House of Representatives, the Senate, is run by 23-year-olds. Well, the Senate, actually, they're a little bit older because senators usually spend time in the House and the staff goes with them and some people stick around, so they're usually older. But the House of Representatives? Children run the House of Representatives. It's nutty. Go visit your congressman. You will lose your mind. You will see so many 22-year-olds, you will actually ask out loud, excuse me, where is the daycare? Oh, wait, this is the daycare? Okay. Now I'm going to have Gen Z all yelling at me. The Facebook issue is the Facebook issue. And TikTok doesn't change the Facebook issue. It doesn't. You want to change the Facebook issue? Get Elon Musk to buy. By the way, Musk is a great example of something that I have said for many years about Donald Trump Jr., who I have no beef with, no anger with. I've never met the man. Never. But he had written a book a few years back, and he does a podcast. He's more than welcome to do these things. I can't stop him. No one needs this from him. What he needs to do is get together with a couple other rich people and start buying up some of these other companies that allow people to speak freely. That clearly, and we've proven it through Elon Musk, has more value than his podcast. I'm a guy who does this for a living. We don't need one more podcast. People could say that about me. That's fine. But he has an actual opportunity to go out there and do something and help other people move a voice. Isn't that more valuable to all of us? I say yes. So TikTok gets the heave-ho through the House. Now what's going to happen in the Senate? Don't have a good answer as of yet. I don't know how things will move. I don't know how things get addressed. I don't know when they're going to address it. Senator Rand Paul telling Leland Vittert on News Nation, this is a little sticking point, and it's called the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. You can't just pass a law and take someone's property. I don't think you're taking someone's property. That's an interesting argument. Rand Paul also says that banning TikTok would set a dangerous precedent, with the U.S. beating, quote, the Chinese communists by becoming like the Chinese authoritarians and banning it in our country. Okay, Senator Paul, you're just wrong. That is an outrageous, outrageous argument. Protecting the nation from foreign aggressors is actually the role of the nation. To say that to do so is to be like China is to absolutely miss the moment and miss the point. That's just wrong. That is foolhardy wrong right there. But one of the things I really do like is that this conversation is taking place, that people are actively engaged, because it is a big deal. It is a big step. It is far different for us. Now, maybe one could argue that the issue here is not banning something. The issue here is parents saying, no, you don't get to use this. That could be an argument. I think it's actually a very strong one. Getting back to parents and getting back to saying, no, we don't do these things. But if you don't understand that you're in a war with the Communist Chinese Party, well, then I don't think you understand that you're in a war with the Communist Chinese Party. And you don't give them an advantage. So I have my take. Pass the House, on to the Senate. We'll see what happens from there. I'm Tony Katz. As you may know by now, Haiti is in a state of total unrest, which, if you've paid attention over the last couple decades, seems to be the standard state of Haiti. Tony Katz, Tony Katz today. Find everything at TonyKatz.com. It's constant turbulence. It's constant political disruption. It's constant destruction. Haiti is in a horrific place. Right now, you've got gang leaders in charge. You've got the government that has resigned. The Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, by the way. I haven't heard it yet said, but I got to assume it would be said with the French, so I go with Henry. 80% of the city is estimated to be under gang control. 15,000 people don't have homes. Governor Ron DeSantis deploying additional personnel and assets to Southern Florida. Why? People are going to try and get to the U.S., for quite some time, states Governor DeSantis, the state of Florida has been dedicating significant resources to combat illegal vessels coming to Florida from countries such as Haiti. Given the circumstances in Haiti, I've directed the Division of Emergency Management, the Florida State Guard, and state law enforcement agencies to deploy over 250 additional officers and soldiers and over a dozen air and sea craft to the southern coast of Florida to protect our state. No state has done more to supplement the under-resourced U.S. Coast Guard's interdiction efforts. Sorry. We cannot have illegal aliens coming to Florida. Oh, he's going to be called a xenophobe. These people are trying to save their lives. Oh, my gosh. You better believe they are. And is the question. This is a different situation than the economic migrants we see from Central and Southern America everywhere. And it could also be argued that this level of unrest would mean that anybody coming from Haiti would be a refugee at all times. He's right to say we have to make sure that we've got strength at our border and in the waters, because we need to know who's coming. We can't just be like, okay, it's open. But it's very obvious that there is no satisfaction in terms of a reality for Haiti where they get to lead normal lives. It is horrific. But this has been decades of just being unable to get it together. Unable to have extended times of peace. Unable to actually build something. And I got to assume it gets worse from here. This is Tony Katz Today. Find everything at TonyKatz.com. Happy at all, because, well, first, it has been discovered that she has one weird situation going on with her lover, Nathan Wade. Fonnie Willis is the district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia. She's the one utilizing RICO to go after Donald Trump for election issues. Bold strategy. Right there. Tony Katz, Tony Katz Today. What's going on, everybody? Find everything at TonyKatz.com. The phone number, 833-468-8669. 833-GOT-TONY. That's how you get to be a part of the show. Happy to have you. If you want to go after Trump, I guess you're more than welcome to. I cannot stop you. But it's pretty nuts to say we're going to go after everybody you know, try and squeeze them because we're going after you, but we don't really have a case against you. We don't really have that capability. So what we're going to do is we're going to go after everybody else. And maybe that way, possibly, we can get to you too. That's what utilizing RICO is. That's what it is. I don't know why we're somehow pretending that it's not. It is what it is, what it is. So she, in pushing this forward, there's some questions about her and the guy she has doing the prosecution, Nathan Wade, her lover. Well, the lover, I'm sorry, lover, he's getting paid a whole bunch of loot, more than other people get paid. And so he's getting paid all this money. He's clearly involved in a relationship, sexual, with Fonnie Willis, which, hey, man, to each their own, as long as I don't have to do it. And what? I'm just saying I would be out. If he wants in, that's his business. Well, they would go on vacations together, a lot of vacations together. And she would allegedly reimburse him for the vacations in cash. That's where the whole conversation came up. Man, I keep all this cash around. My dad told me always to have cash. I don't think there's anything wrong with having cash. But if you think we believe that you actually reimbursed him the cash, you took the trips, I don't believe for a second at all that you did this. I don't believe for a second that you reimbursed him. Neither here nor there. That was the big conversation a couple weeks ago. The conversation now is that a judge has taken a look. The same judge who's taking a look at whether or not Fonnie Willis is on the up and up took a look at some of the charges against Donald Trump and said, you know what? Nah. Six different cases, or charges, I should say, have been tossed out. The Fulton County Superior Court Judge, Scott McAfee, dismissed six counts against six defendants, including three against former President Trump, on the grounds that the charges weren't specific enough. I think at one moment the line was, look, it's not that you're not making allegations. You're making a crap ton of allegations. But you don't have anything here that is, well, anything here that's a basis. The counts dismissed against Trump are 5, 28, and 38, which falsely claim that he solicited Georgia public officials to violate their oath of office. That's according to one of Donald Trump's people. Steve Sato is who made that statement, a Trump lawyer. What it says, and by the way, Willis could be disqualified as soon as the end of this week, right? She could be disqualified for all of this. For basically paying her lover and then getting kickbacks in the guise of vacations. In any other situation, that's exactly what it would be. It is kickbacks. So now we ask ourselves, well, what's next? What actually comes next from all of this? The answer is, well, we're just going to wait and see. We're just going to wait and find out. We're going to have to see if she remains. But how interesting it is that someone could look at the charges and say, you're just being silly here. That is very interesting stuff. It's interesting because we were told that this was ironclad. Nothing ever is. Nothing is ever how they tell us it is it? They share this idea that, oh my gosh, this is the way it is. And then adults get in the room and they say, it's not really the way it is. Let me give you an example, if I can. They told us that the State of the Union was the greatest speech ever, ever, ever given in the history of States of the Union. Is that or is that not what they said? They said it was the greatest thing ever said, ever. Now you take a look at, well, did anybody get a bump? Nope. Joe Biden did not get a bump from the State of the Union. Not a one. The data is clear on this, by the way. Crystal clear. No bump at all. Selena Zito has a piece on this. Biden's speech was not the win the political class thought it was. I would say to Selena, who I like quite a bit, this is over at the Washington Examiner, it's not about whether or not the political class thought it was. It's what the political class lied to us and told us it was, and how dare we not agree. See the difference? Do we understand the difference? That's the story. That the political class, the CNN lackeys, the MSNBC lackeys, Joe Scarborough, but I already mentioned the MSNBC lackeys, the New York Times, these people, these progressives on social media, as if somehow it is real, all tried to tell you exactly the way it is, and how dare you think otherwise. But you knew. Because in this situation, you're the adult in the room. I am not a lawyer, not a judge, although I look great in a robe. But once a judge got to look at what Fannie Willis was doing, looked at it and said, huh, yeah, this part here ain't right. All we were told was how this was an unbelievable airtight case against Trump, utilizing state RICO laws so there can be no help on the federal side, even if he should become president. My gosh, this is going to get him. Then it turns out that your district attorney is involved in a series of kickbacks. My words. And then it turns out that maybe not all of it is on the up and up. Maybe some of it is a problem. Maybe, just maybe, she isn't this beacon of morality that she told us she was when she was running for office.
Because they deserve a DA that won't have sex with his employees. Because they deserve a DA that won't put money in their own pocket when it should go to benefit children. Because we deserve better.
You did have sex with your employees. Oh, he's not an employee, he's a contractor? Okay. Tell that to the Me Too movement and then get back to me. By the way, where is the Me Too movement on this? Shouldn't they be Me Tooing all over the place? And you did put money in your own pocket. You just put it into his pocket first, and then you got it out of his bedroom. We see this time and again. We get told what is. And more than that, we get told not to question it. The questioning is the proof of the bigotry. But none of these people ever accept the idea that you've got your own thoughts and your own mind and your own philosophy, and you see it for what it is. It is very much Malcolm Gladwell Blink, a book you should read. It's the idea that you might not know what's wrong with the thing, but you know something's wrong with the thing. You're fully aware. You don't know what it is. It's a gut feeling. It's deep down in your nether regions, you're like, something's not right. Something's a little awkward. I don't know what it is. Something does not pass the smell test. Which is what Joe Biden's always doing. Something doesn't pass the smell test. You know. And so what they try to do is overwhelm that part of you with obfuscation, misdirection, and downright threat. Remember, what they will say about Fannie Willis, what they'll say about these six charges being quashed, you know, Trump's a fascist. They won't admit that maybe the case wasn't what they thought it was. They won't admit maybe the State of the Union wasn't what they thought it was. You know what they'll say? Trump's a fascist. More of the misdirection. We'll see what happens by the end of the week. I don't have a bet on this one, guys. I don't know if she'll be removed from the case or not. I don't. And even if she is, I mean, things will still continue to some measure. Trump's not out of the woods on the issues being presented to him by Fulton County. But Fannie Willis has gummed up the works in a big way. I'm Tony Katz. Biden, it is the showdown part duh. No, yes. Part one was Hillary. Oh, I still don't feel bad for her. Tony Katz today. What's going down? 833-468-8669. 833 got Tony. There were a bunch of primaries yesterday. We didn't really talk much about it because what was there to say? Trump's got the Republican nomination. Biden's got the Democratic nomination. I didn't pay any attention to it because none of it matters. Do we actually believe that Joe Biden's going to be the nominee? No! Okay, that's what I thought. That was you, right? That was you yelling, right? When I asked, do we actually believe Joe Biden's going to be the nominee? Hell no! See, I hear you. I hear you. It's like we're right next to each other. So it doesn't, I'm not moved by any of this. Not. We are going to wait for the conventions. We will then see what it is that the Democrats do. We will see who they replace Biden with. Now, if you say to me, Tony, what if there's nobody to replace him with? Lately, I've been having that thought. What happens if the convention comes and goes, I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. And Biden is actually the nominee. That would be an incredibly telling statement about the Democratic Party. There's always a lot of talk about the Republican back and forth, the madness within the Republican Party, there's always this kind of, oh, look at the angst, look at this, look at that, look at the dysfunction. Dysfunction, that's the word. That is the word. And there is some. You know, Representative Ken Buck is leaving, not at the end of his term like he said he would, next week. I'm out. I think he actually said, I'm outie 5,000. Like, he went old school with it. The majority is what now? Two seats? Whatever it is? It does make a statement about this place is nuts. I don't want to be around this stuff. You're all crazy. You're all nutty. But why would we make an assumption that it's only on the political right? Part of it is because the political left falls in line. No one steps out of line except the anti-Semites. They can step wherever they want. Everybody else, totally in line. Always, always, always. Not one person thinking for themselves. But they have not come to grips with this Biden issue. They have not coalesced around a new possible candidate. Certainly they aren't talking about it. But if they have to go forward with Biden, they're making, well, two statements. First of all, they would have replaced him with Gavin Newsom, but they couldn't get away with replacing him with a white guy. So that was the end of that. They're saying nobody else wanted it. Nobody else wanted to be a part of it. Nobody else was willing to lift. So we got to run this old man with a bad memory. Talk about dysfunction. I'm Tony Katz.